Hello and welcome to the Match Day podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Now, today we will look ahead to United's home fixture against Swansea. Welcome to Ben Hibbs and Adam Bostock from the club website. Nice Christmas and New Year, guys.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.
Taking football out of the equation, obviously.
Well, we did not too bad over that sort of, especially over Christmas, but I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a busy time for us all in football media. We've always had it that way. We wouldn't have it any other way, I think. We relish this time of year when we've played sort of games every two or three days. And as Ben said there, you know, we had some good results just prior to the turn of the new year, and we'll come on to that in a bit. But yeah, for Christmas itself, it was really good, thanks.
Good comeback in particular against Hull as well, Ben.
Yeah, I mean that was a big win for us, I think, and it's difficult at that time of year when the players are sort of going from game to game very, very quickly, and we had a quick turnaround at Norwich as well. But no, I thought we could be pleased over the Christmas results. Yeah, definitely.
You pleased over the Christmas period, Adam?
Yeah, I think so. I think the standout performance was the one just before Christmas, the last game before we tucked into our turkey. That was the game here at home to West Ham. I think the performance there, particularly in the sort of opening period, was really impressive. And I think we were hoping to see more of the same in the two games we've played at home since then. Hasn't quite worked out. So hopefully we can see a few more performances like West Ham as the weeks and months unfold.
Yeah, I was just going to say that 2014 hasn't exactly gone according to plan so far, Ben.
I think we're, with it being David Moyes' first season in charge, I think we're going to have a little bit of that, where we had a great run before that. We went on a long unbeaten run. I think it was 12, 13 games. And then, you know, now we've gone into a little bit of a rut, really, where we've lost three on the trot. So I think it's just a case of seeing how we can respond. The players always talk about to be a good player here, you have to not only have the ability, but you have to have the character as well. And I think it's at times like this that your character really sort of shows through. So I think we'll be looking for a big reaction on Saturday.
I think people sometimes forget as well that, you know, it wasn't always rosy under the previous manager, and we had a pretty bad Christmas. Was it 2 years ago when we lost to Blackburn at Old Trafford, and we lost at Newcastle? There's been times where it hasn't always gone our way over Christmas and New Year. What United have been traditionally good at, of course, is kicking in when the New Year comes around. I know that hasn't happened yet, but, you know, it's sort of springtime and the approach to spring, where generally in the past we've strung together victories. And I know it won't be the same necessarily, because we are in the beginnings of a new era. But many of the same players are still here, and they'll know what it's about. And I think response is the absolute key word. And I think we'll see it. I think there was something in David Moyes' post-match interview after the League Cup defeat at Sunderland that said that, you know, you could just tell that he was itching to play the next game immediately, allowing players to come back from injury, because there's a bit of frustration there pent up from the Sunderland game, and we may see that coming into good effect against Swansea.
Yeah, because we know there has been lots of games coming thick and fast. That's the old cliche. But after the Swansea game, we do have to wait another week. So how important is this game to get the 3 points in the league?
Well, I think considering the next game is away at Chelsea as well, I think we'll need a victory in this game to take us into that one. So I think at this sort of stage, because things haven't been going, you know, particularly fantastic on the field, I think you start looking at the next game and you just see, what can I do right in that game? And I think, like Adam was saying before, I think David Moyes said that he can see in the dressing room, the way players have reacted, that there's going to be a reaction from the players. But what I thought was also interesting was the fans at Sunderland, they were sort of singing David Moyes' name throughout and just generally getting behind the team. And I think if you've got that hardcore of away support, if they can carry that sort of attitude over into the home games and really get behind the team, because it's at home really that we've struggled, particularly recently. I think that'll be really important, because I think it's the players need to know that the fans are, you know, behind them, they're going to back them, especially at home. So I think that's it's an important test for everyone on Saturday.
I think it's about the start. I do think it's about how we start the game. I think, you know, the more you allow the opposition team to settle in at Old Trafford, you know, get that first 20 under their belt without conceding or whatever, they will grow in confidence. And they'll grow in confidence because teams have come here this season and won or got a draw more often than we would have liked. So I think if we can take the onus to Swansea and really get at them. I mean, of course, we did do that. We did score early on, or we equalised, of course, early on with Hernandez, didn't we, against in the FA Cup match. But I think we need to just really up the ante early on, not let Swansea settle in and make it an intimidating place again.
I think against Spurs we started really well. And we've done that in quite a few games where we've had spells where we've controlled the game, we've dominated, and I think it's just taking those chances that we're creating. I think we need to be a lot more ruthless in front of goal and convert the sort of dominance in possession into goals and into a lead, because I think, like you were saying there, you know, that if you give other teams a chance, if they come here and think, you know, Old Trafford, we can go there and get a victory, and you're not making the most of your dominance, then that's when the opposition sort of feel there's an opportunity there for the taking.
Mm. Well, Swansea haven't scored too many goals this season, but how much confidence will they take from their win here?
Well, they'll take a lot of confidence, I'm sure. I mean, I think they'll have been surprised as anyone that they won here. It was their first win in 8 games, and they've only beaten, I think it's Palace, Fulham and West Brom away in the league, and as you say, goals have been very hard for them to come by. So you know, they'll come here thinking, you know, could lightning strike twice? But I think if we can find our goal scoring touch, as Ben said, you know, it could be you know, a tough day for Swansea, to be honest with you. When you look back through the results this season, if we've scored more than one goal at home or in any game, we've gone on to win. It's when we've struggled or to be honest had a bit of misfortune in the attacking third, that's when the problems have started.
I think in these sort of times, I think you're looking for one thing that might sort of cause a reaction. It might be the sort of fans turning up and sort of really getting behind the team. It might be a crunching tackle, you know, in the fifth minute or something like that. You're just looking for that one thing that might help us turn the corner. And I think when that does happen, you know, I think we're going to be all right. And I think we'll go on another run as we did before. So I think this Saturday could be that opportunity. I think everyone seems like they're going to be up for it. And we want to see the right reaction, want to see a positive result. And I think that's the approach we need to take.
Wilfred Bonny, a bit of a handful, Adam.
He is, yeah, no, indeed. I mean, you know, he's scored against us in the 2 games we've played against them so far this season. And I think the link-up play with Wayne Routledge is something we need to look out for. But, you know, with the greatest respect to Swansea, while they've got quite a stellar name in terms of the manager, Michael Laudrup, the squad isn't household names. Maybe it doesn't need to be. If they've got a good unit and they work together well as a collective, then perhaps they don't need those big name players. But yeah, if you had to pick out one danger man, it would be him, certainly. But we want to be in a position where it's our attacking players, it's our danger men that are doing the running, and that's how to put the fear back into the opposition, is to live up to and play like we know we can do.
A few danger men missing at the moment, as we know, though, Ben. How much of a boost is it going to be to get the likes of Wayne Rooney and Robin Van Persie, Phil Jones back?
Yeah, I think we have missed those sort of players. Even when Carrick was out before Christmas as well, I think that was a big loss to us. I mean, I've been really impressed with Danny Welbeck coming in and scoring 5 goals in 8 games, I think it is. But that sort of calibre of player, any team would miss Wayne Rooney and Robin Van Persie. So I think that the sooner we can get them back, the better. Because I think in the situations where we've perhaps not taken our chances in front of goal, I think probably Rooney and Van Persie would. So yeah, they're absolutely key to us climbing back up the table.
As you say, that's not to denigrate the players who've come in and played in their positions, especially Danny, as you say, who's on such a good hot streak of form. But, you know, he himself has said he'd much rather not be scoring and the team be winning than how it is currently with him sort of scoring what have, you know, on occasion being consolation goals. You know, strikers don't enjoy scoring consolation goals. So, and I think what it is about big game players or the big names we've talked about there is that when the chips are down, they somehow find a way of carving out a victory somehow. They just somehow have that knack. Even when you're not playing particularly well, they can just find that extra 5% that turns us a draw into a win, for example. I mean, you know, there's no better example of that really than of Van Persie's haul of goals in his first season. We can't say we played brilliantly throughout that last season when we won the league by 11 points. But there were times when you'd look to him and he'd find you that all-important goal.
Yeah, and I think there was one of the best examples of the sort of impact that those players can have, I think, was against Bayern Munich here a few years ago. And I think that when, because Wayne Rooney was injured at the time, we weren't expecting him to play, and then he was named in the starting lineup at the last minute, really. And that just gave everyone a lift, because I think a lot of people were going into that game thinking, you know, we might not do it because, you know, we're missing Wayne Rooney, who's our best player. But he came back in, and that really lifted everyone. And it wasn't really until the sending off that, you know, we looked like that we might go out of the tournament. We were very unlucky on the night, the way that game panned out. So I think those players coming back in can just lift. They can lift the teammates, and they can lift the crowd as well. And they're the two things that we need at the moment.
Yeah.
Just talking of Wayne Rooney, of course, he has been voted ManUnited.com Player of the Month for December. How impressed were you, Adam, with him in that month?
Well, it was very impressed. This is the short answer. I mean, it was a very busy month, of course, and Wayne really was at was at the fulcrum of everything that we did well in December. And we only dropped. Had a bad start, and we lost to Everton and lost to Newcastle early on, and then it really sort of clicked, and he was very much the player that was pulling the strings. Just a personal opinion, but I see Wayne now, if anyone's going to sort of pull into that Paul Scholes role of dictating how we're playing and orchestrating things, it seems to be him that's doing it. So he isn't necessarily having again his best season in terms of scoring goals, but in terms of running the show, you know, he's been doing that. And of course, you've seen him in both boxes. You know, the way he runs back and tackles back is always impressive, and I think fans recognise how important he is. He was run very close by Danny Welbeck. It would have been perhaps nice just to mix it up a little bit and have a new winner on our Player of the Month trophy, but perhaps that will come if Danny continues to play the way he has been doing.
Okay, well, Raphael has been speaking to the Match Day podcast. Let's hear from the Brazilian.
So it's obviously been a nice time in some ways, but obviously you mentioned the frustration about the results recently. What's the feeling like in the dressing room? Is it frustration that things just aren't quite going your way at the moment?
Yeah, of course, you know, some games, of course, you didn't play well, and some games you don't have the lucky. I think most of the games you have some bad luck in the games, you have some fouls or, you know, some set pieces go, like I said in the other game. I think we have to fix that. And since we fix these things, these goals, if you don't concede goals, then everything make easier for us. I think we have to just focus on these things.
I know that's a frustration of yours, isn't it? The fact that a few of the goals recently have been from set plays. Is that something that clearly you want to remedy, but it's all about working on the training ground, presumably, is it?
Yeah, of course. You know, we've been working. I think we've been working on that. I think we just have maybe start still working a little bit more, and in the games get focused on these things. I think these things, like set pieces, can decide the game. You know, that's why I think it's some of the most important thing in the game. So you have to be focused on these things.
Strange results as well, because a couple of defeats in a row around the Christmas time, both 1-0s, and now three defeats in a row, all of them by 2-1. It's strange the way things work out.
Yeah, exactly. To see how the thing is going, we lost three times, or two times 1-0, then now we lost three times 2-0, 2-1. I mean,
yeah.
So it's strange. It's quite strange, but I think we just have to focus, work hard, and just get the things going.
Okay, well, good luck to Manchester United. My thanks to Ben and to Adam. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions on ManUnited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. See you again next week.